أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Many felicitations for celebrating the birthday today of the 11th Imam, Imam Hassan al-Askari. And I'd like to spend today just speaking a little bit about him. Awesome personality. So he lived a life of 28 years. His mom was from southern Egypt, could be called Salil or Sosin or Hudhaifa. Imam was summoned with his dad, Imam Hadi, to live in Samarra, which was 1,100 miles away from where he was born, in Medina, when he was about the age of 4 years old. Now, a little bit about Samarra and why he was summoned there and why he's called Askari. Well, you see, the caliph of that time was called Mu'tasim, and he was a tyrant and didn't trust his own people, so employed Turkish soldiers for his army. Now, these Turkish soldiers came from Turkey to Baghdad, obviously without their wives and their women, and here they kept on harassing the women, the Iraqi women here, who complained to the Khalifa and said, if you do not remove these soldiers, we will take our revenge on you. And he said, how? And they said, we will recite Dua As-Sahar, beautiful Dua. You see, even the Khalifa knew how divine words work. And he moved his soldiers to an army barrack in a beautiful place on the River Tigris called Surman Ra'a, which means that is which is pleasing to the eye, which was then, the name was changed to Samarra. So he moved them there to a military base, and that's where that place was known as Askari. Now, Imam was summoned there with the 10th Imam with the excuse that we're going to give you a position here. But it was actually to put them under surveillance. He's the only Imam who is named after the place where he lived. That means his title, Askari. And after that, all mujtahideen, all scholars continue the practice. So when we say Ayatollah Sistani, he is from Sistan. If we say Khoi, he is from Khoi. If we say Ayatollah Khomeini, he is from Khomein. And they managed to make sure that this remained, that you always remained remembered, Imam Hassan al-Askari. Now, if I were to say, what were the main things that Imam did? Well, he spent his life setting up networks of representatives so that there was the economical and educational well-being of the community. And that was in preparation for the ghaiba of Imam Mahdi. He also made sure that he produced something called Tafsir al-Askari, which was systemized tafsir. So there was surah, there was ayah, then there was the word. And we continue to use this system. There was also al-Muqna, the book on fiqh, the book on jurisprudence, that is used today as well. Now, he was constantly under surveillance. So most of his communication is through writing, which has been preserved. And he definitely received delegations. So what are we going to remember about him as his life? So 28, divide his life in 4, 21, 23, 25. And that's quite easy to remember. He's moved to Samarra with his dad. Mutawakkil begins a reign of terror. Non-Muslims had to wear identifying badges. They couldn't hold positions. Their graves were destroyed. He banned the ziyara to Karbala or Najaf, ordering the graves of Imam Ali and Imam Hussein to be razed to the ground. There were mass protests. Shias were persecuted. It was awful. There is an incident where he asked where his favorite dancer or singer is, and they said she's gone for Hajj. And he said, Hajj in this month? This is not Dhul Hijjah, this is Sha'ban. And they said she's gone to Karbala. So just for that, he tried flooding the graves of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And it is said that the water went round the grave. And, you know, he tried to erase any traces of it, but there was a fragrance that took people to where this grave was. Mutawakkil was killed by his son Muntasir, who revoked all his father's rulings. He stopped the harassment of Shias. He reinstated the ziyara, the visitation to Najaf and Karbala, but he was killed by Turkish soldiers. So this is a time when Imam is about 15. Imam had a brother called Hussein, and just as Imam Hassan and Hussein are known as Hassanain, these two were known as Sibtain, Imam's eldest brother, who was is known as Sayyid Muhammad of Balad. Many times when we go for ziyarah, we stop at Balad over there. There's a cradle outside. People pray for their children there. When he dies, Imam is distraught. Imam marries Sayyidina Narjis when he's 21. And thus I said, that's one of the milestones of his life. He marries her at the age of 23. Imam Mahdi is born. But even with such a short life, he did so much. So one of his most famous ahadith is that there are five signs of a Shia. One, that he will recite 51 rakats of salah in a day. So that's your 17 plus your salat al-tahajjud and all the nafila of each of the salawat. And you know what? If you can't recite that, at least do the 17 and then just one rakah of tahajjud or namaz al-shab as you call it. Phenomenal, phenomenal changes in life that can occur. He says that a Shia always does sajda on earth. He wears his important rings on his right hand. He recites Bismillah loudly in Salah, and he will always recite Ziyarah Arba'een. There is so much I want to tell about this Imam, but I hope I've inspired you to read a little bit more about him. But I'd like to take a minute more to mention one of his ahadith where he said, those who have internalized the Quran are especially connected with the mercy of the divine. And they have been touched by the radiance of the divine. Those who teach the Quran are near to Allah. Those who befriend them have befriended divinity. And one who is their enemy is an enemy of divinity. Allah removes the world's sorrows and hardships from those who listen to the Quran. Not here. Listen, and he removes the troubles of the hereafter from those who recite the Quran, which means those who read, who internalize, who understand, apply and teach. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us understand the words of Imam, to internalize them, and to make sure that the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt we adhere throughout our lives. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim.